T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. You're All Local for the 26th of January. It's a Thursday here in 2023. Chilly start, a cool end to the day. Low to mid 50s for our high today. I'm John Little. Thanks for being here. The president of the Prosper School Board is behind bars this morning after being arrested in Dallas for indecency with a child. KRLD's Austin York has the update.
Wednesday afternoon, President Drew Wilborn was arrested on a charge of indecency with a child, sexual contact. The district sent a letter home to parents saying, to the best of their knowledge, it did not involve any Prosper ISD students. Wilborn was elected to the school board in 2021. He has a wife and 2 children. This all comes as the district remains under fire for its handling of accusations that a school bus driver sexually assaulted 2 young girls on multiple occasions. The accusations were uncovered last year. The district is accused of trying to cover up the scandal and investigation. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Irving, police say they have new information about an accused child sex offender now that more victims have come forward. Here's KRLD's Stephen Pickering.
Irving police arrested 69-year-old Averill Drew Cardwell last year on a charge of continuous sexual abuse of a young child after a woman who's now an adult came forward and accused him of abusing her starting when she was 3 years old. Irving police officer Robert Reeves says their investigation has turned up 4 likely victims so far, with cases dating back to the 1980s.
His means of how he would interact with young children would be in the neighborhood, offering to watch kids so that parents could go out. He never had a specific job where he worked with children, but he also tried to locate children on social media.
He says they are asking any other possible victims to come forward and talk to investigators. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Did Southwest Airlines schedule more flights than it could handle last month? That's what the feds want to find out.
The Department of Transportation is investigating Southwest Airlines for potential unfair and deceptive practices during its system meltdown late last month. The department says it's looking into whether the Dallas-based airline deceived customers by intentionally scheduling more flights than it could reasonably handle. Southwest canceled more than 16,000 flights during the holidays, leaving scores of passengers stranded. The airline blames the cancellations on the massive winter storm that left crews out of position. From the 24-hour news center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas is running up a huge legal bill in its fight to shut down poker rooms. Dallas allowed those businesses to open in 2019. Since then, though, it's decided those permits should not have been approved. There's now a lawsuit over the city's attempt to revoke the permits. Tom Dupre lives near one of the poker rooms and says he's glad the city's trying to fix its mistake.
We recognize that an error of judgment was made in 2019 that allowed a few poker rooms to open, and respect the city's resolve in trying to rectify the situation.
But Dallas City Councilmember Chad West is urging the city to figure out some way those businesses could stay open, maybe as private clubs.
This is Dallas. We're supposed to be a city that is pro-business and business-friendly.
He says instead of trying to close the poker rooms, the city should keep them open and collect tax revenues. Dallas is spending more than $500,000 to try to shut down the poker rooms. A Dallas cop is recovering this morning after being shot during a gun battle at an apartment complex in Oak Cliff. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest.
Police say officers were trying to take a capital murder suspect into custody. They were following behind the vehicle he was in when the driver pulled into the Bahama Glen Apartments. The driver then surrendered and he was arrested, but police say the passenger, who was the capital murder suspect, pulled out a gun and started shooting.
Our officers returned fire, hitting the suspect. One officer was also shot.
Kristen Lauman with the DPD says the officer was shot in the foot. He was treated and released from the hospital and is expected to be fine. The suspect, on the other hand, was fatally wounded in the shootout. The Dallas County DA's office is investigating the shooting, as is protocol. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas has started a program to help senior citizens with repairs to their homes. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the details.
The Dallas City Council approved funding for senior citizens to get grants of up to $10,000 for home repairs. Councilman Paul Ridley says the program can help seniors age in place.
I think this is a program that can have a great impact on a very vulnerable segment of our population.
He says the grants can also make neighborhoods stronger and increase home safety and efficiency.
Preserve the housing stock in these neighborhoods. And I want to compliment staff for bringing together the necessary terms for this program.
The grants are for people who are at least 65 years old and make less than 80% of the area median income. The City of Dallas will start taking applications February 1st. We've got details on how to apply at KRLD.com. From the 24-Hour News Center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man has died at JPS Hospital after being run over by traffic in Fort Worth last night. Mark Walker was on foot heading north in a lane of traffic on Wichita Street near Martin in southeast Fort Worth. It was just past 7, so it was already dark. He was struck by at least two vehicles. Martin was rushed to JPS, where he's pronounced dead about a half hour later. Two drivers stayed at the scene, spoke to police. There's been no mention of any charges.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.